If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Just to note, we are recording this not from the past. This is actually being recorded from the future.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
We are recording this in the year 2025, and you guys have so much to look forward to.
Yes. Oh my God.
Just one thing, learn Chinese, because China everywhere. We have China everything, isn't it? Most things. Mm-hmm. They officially went on, and guess what? The buses are on time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great. We finally have that thing, and we all about to, what's his name?
On the metro?
The metro.
Yeah,
it's very good. Very excited. Sonny's just started his first day in school. He said the school lunch was a lovely spice bag, which is great. You know, that's the sort of cuisine that's been brought in since, you know,
traditional Chinese food, like the spice bag.
Yes. And some rice. A cup of rice.
Would like to go and try it. Go to China and try a proper spice bag.
An authentic. Yeah.
And like the one from, where does it originate from? The sort of lower...
I'm a bit afraid of what you're saying.
Say a Chinese word.
Yes.
No, and I have to say, robot Leo Varadkar is doing such a better job than flesh Varadkar.
He's doing such a good job.
Yeah.
You know, he's just kind of there standing outside the doll with his hand out like that. People throwing coats on his hand. Mm-hmm. You know,
AI Varadkar. Is that
AI Varadkar is okay. And you know, I suppose being a eunuch is actually fine.
It's been okay.
I was thinking, like, I used to enjoy my genitals, and now that I don't have them, the pressure of it is just gone.
We were all scared when the feminists had their way and they made all the men.
Now I
actually prefer.
Crazy Chinese general feminists that came in and castrated us all. My browsing history has completely changed, and I've saved 2 hours a week. Not
fapping. Oh, yeah.
Which has been very good for me. So 2 hours extra jokes.
Do join us in the future when we're in there with you.
Happened sometime since we had our genitals removed. We kind of just zone in there.
When we're in there with you.
They're attractive. They are very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
When I was in school, the character in my lower was called Rero, and he was a fox, and he was so clever and cunning, which is funny because who else is cunning? The clever little Glick guys over at Rero Beer.
For sponsoring this podcast, the Young Hot Guys.
They knew what they knew what they were doing.
Because it's good beer and they're nice. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast.
Nice guys, nice beer. Makes sense.
Nice guys finish first. At Re-Raw Beer on Instagram.
Light and fresh, brewed in Kilcool County, Kilmonton.
And it's tasty beer. You got some for Christmas?
I have some for Christmas. I like it. I get asked, people say, but man, is it nice to Re-Raw? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
It is delicious. I love it.
That should be their line. Like Re-Raw. I like it.
I actually like it. Re-Raw. We actually like it.
Someone came up to me while I was in the urinal.
Nice.
And I had my penis out.
Whoa.
It was out.
My penis.
Yeah. Whoa. I was thinking of saying a different kind of word, but that's the word.
Oh, I'm coming over all hot. Oh, I'm having a flush. Excuse the pun, I'm toilet. Go on. Yeah, ban the pun.
And I had them there. And then the guy, well, them both penises. You guys don't have the other one?
Were you cupping your balls and holding your penis at the same time?
How else do you guys pee?
I visualize Killian at a urinal is like pants down to the ankles, bare bottom, blowing in the wind, with his lovely jumper.
Yeah, why? How else do you guys do it?
Yeah.
I just pulled them right down.
Right down.
So I had my pants and trousers down at my ankles.
Belt in a puddle of piss.
And I had my balls in my hand and my penis in my other hand.
Too vulgar.
A guy came over to me. And
cupped your ass.
And I'm a nervous, you know, I find urinals quite nervy.
Wow. I think you may have documented this on the podcast before.
Yeah, I have stage fright. And so some guy, on Friday came up to me and just like while I'm about to, you know, set sail, I felt like I was like, oh, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I can see the horizon. I'm about to go. Ships ahoy.
It's a lot of visualization you have to do. Apparently. Yeah. A lot of nautical visualization. Yeah.
And
that you
then
have to
in
do
the distance.
Ships ahoy.
And
set
then
sail,
in the distance, a pirate sail.
Oh,
pirate
no.
Sail. Yeah, the buccaneers.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The buccaneers are coming.
And then I stop peeing.
And then this guy, the buccaneers in the form of this lad who's had a few pints, and he comes over to me, jostles in next to me. Oh, Killian, oh, what the fuck's going on, man? How are you? His willy's out. You
just
know?
For those listening on audio, Killian is holding his two hands as if holding a hose.
Yeah, he is.
For doing the impression
waving.
Of this man.
Hey, listen, I'm back. No, wow. I'm not. That's well, I'm fine. I'm doing fine in that. I'm
well, it's
okay.
Time to show us your <George. laughs>
But he comes up and he's very familiar and he fully like gets in with me and he's chatting to me and all this kind of stuff. I just can't go. I can't go when someone's chatting to me while both our willies are out. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, this isn't a comfortable environment in order to urinate.
You should ask him to blow on it.
Yeah.
Mate, would you mind us doing the quick?
Mate, I don't actually don't mind the photo. If you
I'll get a photo.
But you just gotta help me out here.
No, and then I just fake a fucking, I fake a pee. Like it feels, it's not like faking an orgasm. It's like, it's harder because you just have to kind of lean back and go, ah, like that, faking a pee.
And what do you do? I never have.
And then I shake my imaginary droplets of pee off.
Droplets.
Wow.
Do you, like,
more
do you
than
then, what happens? Because I never have that problem. So what happens when you then, I know lots of people do, but what when you then leave, do you just go back in a few minutes?
So I left. My brother was waiting. The show was starting. We were at a podcast, a live podcast. Not it was Second Captain's.
Oh and, yeah,
went out
for his Christmas present.
Went out for his Christmas present, and then I went out to my brother, and he was like, "All right, come on, let's get back to our seats." And I was like, "No, we gotta wait." He's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "I didn't go." "What do you mean you didn't go?" Guy came up to me, you know, pirate in the distance kind of thing.
yeah, he explained it all. Yeah,
he was like, "Oh fuck, sorry about that." And so we had to wait until I was like, wait for like a baldy lad with glasses to leave. And then when he left, I just went back in and then I was able to do my business.
Wow.
If I have a pint or two in me, I'm fine, you know? And sometimes I'm fine, sometimes I'm not. But when someone's coming up to me, touching me as well, like he was touching me. I just was
that's
like,
a bit much, yeah.
You know, I'm not like, you know, on the spectrum or anything like that, but I find that quite invasive.
I love the old camaraderie of the urine. I love the old camaraderie, the brother arm in arm, spirit in spirit.
I don't think
you can have good crack in there.
Do you know what? Can I just say, you might think that, but the people you're having crack with, they are having panic attacks in their heads.
I don't initiate crack. I don't go in going, how are the boys?
Some lad walked up to me once and said, we were peeing at the 40 foot, and some old man, and I was a fucking 16-year-old boy.
You were peeing in the sea.
He came up to me and he was like, best view from a pisser in Dublin. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you.
But he's probably of the generation that, like, you know, used to leave the Christian Brothers school to have a wank together in the bushes kind of thing. You know what I mean? It was
That's
a different
true.
Time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was weirdly like more kind of like conservative, but also like, you know, when people broke out, they really broke out.
Sure, that's the way it was, Tony. That's the way it was. You meet up with your friends in the estate. You go onto a bush together and you just have 5 minutes.
We buy a single smoke in the news agents. We get a TK lolly and we'd have a big fap in the bushes. That's what we do.
Anyway, this is just, don't come up to me while I'm peeing. I'm really concentrating.
This is like an Eminem verse, you know. But I can't even shit without someone trying to take a picture of it.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, balls are sweaty.
I'm holding with my hand with balls. That's great.
Anyway, that's that.
I just want to issue and a quick apology of how vulgar that all was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think some people are very high-minded and they don't want this kind of gutter talk on their podcast.
That's true.
Am I blue?
No, I tell you, Tony, I don't mind any blue. I don't mind at all. No. I'm 0% prudish. I talk what you like.
What's blue?
Like a bit of a blue comedian.
Blue humor. No, I don't
blue
think
humor.
It's
blue. Like, you know.
Blue, like a blue
dirty.
Movie.
Blue means dirty.
Blue means
yeah,
dirty.
Like a blue movie. Do you
What's
not know
a blue,
that expression?
No, I don't know what a blue movie is.
Like a sexy, porny movie is a blue
Killing
movie.
Killing grew up on porn.com. Like, he doesn't know what a blue movie is.
Like Babe Station.
Come no, on. It's older okay. than that. It's like his humor is a bit blue.
Humor is a bit blue.
Do you know that? Is that what that song, I'm blue, da ba dee da ba da? There was
a guy in my school who said he thought the lyrics was, and he was singing it one time. He was like, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die.
That is the lyrics.
What?
Is that not the lyrics?
Abu Dhabi, Babu Dai.
No, it's
blue.
I'm blue. Babu's green. I'd die.
Wait, so it was you.
Green. I'd die. That's
if
the
I
lyrics.
Was green, I would
if
die.
He was, he's blue. If he was green,
I know
he would die.
I love the lip part of that song. Where it's like, I have a girlfriend and she is so blue. All right,
what
mate.
A song.
I kind of don't believe you. I actually have a girlfriend and she's so blue.
That song, we had it on tape because this French lad, this young French lad, stayed. We always had students stay in the house. Did you guys have students stay in your house? Was that a thing?
Absolutely not. That's a very middle class thing to be doing.
We had students in our house always, like sometimes, just because my dad was a school teacher.
Of course.
So he would do a lot of Austausch, kind of swaps. What do you call it?
Austausch.
I just can't remember this word in English. Where you have
exchange student.
A student exchange. My dad would do that, but there
always
how be...
you say student exchange.
Student come to live in Dublin and...
How you say. I can't believe you said how you say. Stop, you're hamming it up. He's not like this.
I am. I really find it very difficult to talk to you guys sometimes.
It's such a pleasure.
Maybe it's the Christmas season brings it out of him.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Do you know what it is? I've moved back in with my parents because
moving on. People think you're rich.
No, me and Anna are a young homeless guy now. but the young homeless guys, welcome to the young home. No, we go through, me and Anna wanted to live on our own and Dublin said no.
Wow.
Dublin said, no, actually, why don't you live with your parents and your brother and the family dog?
The bank of mum and dad.
The bank of mum and dad is like, I'm making dinner and I'm doing this stuff because I'm like, actually, I wouldn't mind oat milk and all this kind of stuff. So actually,
I'm just kind of waiting around, like, listen to Leo Vraker talk about the house. Like, when are my parents going to give us our deposit? I'm 35. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought they just give it to you. They must have it. Like, where is it?
Yeah, there was.
I'm waiting
for
this deposit. I'm like, come on, let's go. Give me the deposit. I want to buy a house.
I got mine already.
Oh, okay.
My mum did a funny thing like where me and Anna are like, we're pretty upset about like our situation. It's pretty tough. Like we got burned by two places that we're going to move into.
This is kind of a comedy podcast. I don't want to hear your misery.
No, but there's comedy in it.
This is relevant.
There's comedy in it because it was so funny.
That's so Irish, isn't it? We find the comedy in everything.
We do.
That's amazing. So Irish. We have a laugh. Did you ever notice? We're great at grief in Ireland. We do the funeral so well. We just come together and we sing and you eat and you wake them, don't you? You have them in the sitting room. We put our corpses in the bathroom, actually.
I was awake. We bring them out the whole house. Pried his fingers up and put a point in and then I put a bit of scampi in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's the sort of laugh you have. Awake.
We put the funnel in his mouth and we poured the Guinness down. He loved a pint.
He used to get his mouth and kind of just open it and act as if he was talking. Yeah. We used to go, how's it going to the kids?
We were all like,
you know what he loved?
We'd hide the corpse around the house and the kids would find him and they'd be, We do grief very well.
We put a boiled ham in the casket. It was absolutely brilliant. And then, of course, he was cremated and we ate the ham. It was roasted, gorgeous, beautiful honey roast, honey glaze on the ham. It's fantastic. Now we're great with grief. We're storytellers. We're storytellers in this country. The spoken word is so important in Ireland, isn't it? The spoken word is just so important in Ireland. Oh my God.
Yeah,
anyway, you're moving home. You're moving home.
Anyway, no, my mum just, we were just upset.
Can't
my mum said,
actually.
He's stuck. He's actually stuck.
Okay.
No, she just said,
that was very good.
Me and him were talking. We thought, why don't you guys just buy a house? And oh, we could, it was the funny, we just laughed so much. It really gave us a good laugh.
Pull the other one.
It was really good. Good. Why did you just buy a house? Yeah, okay, we'll do that one. But actually, I was thinking about just the Irish grief thing, because Shane McGowan passed away, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to the Joe Duffy thing, and I was like, oh, we do grief very well. And it's just like, you know, some lad who bumped into Shane McGowan at the bus stop. I bumped him to a bus stop, and he was just such a great man. He said, I'm going to Wexford to do a gig. And then I look in the newspaper the next day and it says, Shane McGowan performs to 8,000 people in Wexford. I thought, that's a great man. That's a great man. And I was just like, oh, we do. I was like, oh, we do death very well. But then I was thinking about like how funny it is the way Irish history is just so miserable. Like Irish history is just like, there's no point of it that was like, that was class. There's maybe like a bit when the monks were good and like between the golden age of Irish monasteries.
We're going to build that door really high. We're going to put, see that door? I want it up there.
They won't get up here. Yeah. They won't get up here.
See, think about Vikings, there's no ladders. They've tall ships. I don't know how to get to the mass, but they've no ladders.
Welcome to Horrible History with Tony Cantwell.
Campus.
But I just, it was very funny. And then I was thinking about how like, you couldn't do, you know the way like Hamilton is all about like this cool period where they're like the revolution and stuff like that, but then they kind of do a new perspective on it because it's like hip hop.
Mm.
It's like you just couldn't do, like imagine like
glam rock wolf tones.
Yeah, like doing like the famine, but it's hip hop. It would just be so funny.
God. Potato's a good word to rhyme.
So the kids are all dead. Also the dad. Also the dog. We had to eat the dog. Now I have to go to America. And I'll never see my family again. And I'll probably die on the ship. Die on the ship. Everybody here is dying on the ship.
I wanted a potato, but the Brits said, oh no. We're going to put them in a ship and take them to the Queen's hips. Moment on the lips is about forever on the hips.
I stole an apple and they sent me to Australia.
You don't freestyle. Killian looked at me as well. No, I have done. No, I will not freestyle. No, I'm sorry. I'm actually so frightened.
There's something I remembered because you got your Tony looks very nice. He's
I
got
had a
really
Turkish
nice beard at the
slap
minute.
Around. Didn't get a lot of slaps though.
He has a sort of Saladin like sharp beard. Thank it feels you. Like you could, he'd take your eye out with that thing.
Yeah, it's gone very sharp on the chin.
Yeah,
it's something that I would love Jasmine to play with perhaps at the end of Aladdin.
Yes.
But it's very sharp. I went in there.
Your beard is so twisted.
Yeah, it's so hard.
That's what Jasmine said.
I wish he was attractive though, because that's the only thing that kind of I lose my horn on at the end of Aladdin. I wish he was doing that. I wish it was a sexy scene with her in Aladdin. Anyway, I went into the you know me, I've shown you Turkish slap around videos before, people going to the barbers and the
we
Turkish
do that
guy.
With the ear.
We do freaking the ear. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of ASMR where he just gets a load of soap and just smashes it in the person's face. Then he grates the sort of Parmesan.
I mean, he's just playing doctors. Like, he's playing witches. But, you pretend to be asleep and I'll get to mess with you, all right?
And then sparkly water on their head.
Pour sparkling water on their head. So I was kind of looking for that experience. So I went to this barber's near me. 750 five-star reviews.
Nice.
Never seen a cunt in the place. Never anyone in there. And then I went in and I kind of realized why. He goes, cash only. Cash only, my friend. And I was like, okay. So I put my coat back on. He's like, wait, you have no cash. And I'm like, no. You have no cash whatsoever. Like, no. He's like, you can revolute my wife. So I had to do that. Anyway, he gave me the full treatment. First, he takes out a razor blade. I'm like, oh, whoa. Look, I'm just looking for a trim here, mate. And I said, I want a bit left over the lip. Now, he did cut it a bit shorter, but I think I'm happy with that. I think I will leave it with more of my lip on show. But anyway, that's for a different thing. So he did a great job on me. There was like a whole row of, it wasn't like hot ones, of aftershaves just lined up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder what aftershave he's going to put on me. Put all of them on me. There was like nine. And one was like lemon and lime. One was like oud, you know, kind of woody leathery. And it was slapping me around with all this stuff. And then he just started taking out pastes and just like finger painting on my face, you know, and then washed my face with a hot towel. And it was I had a wonderful experience. But while he was doing it, he was all like, you really don't carry cash? And I was like, no. He's like, are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah. He also gives you an extra five euro if he roasts you.
I don't like this sass from him. I'm going to let's have a look at his VAT returns. Let's have a look at that.
Yeah. They're calling out small businesses.
Yeah, but these people that do this thing of like cash only, like or revolute my wife, was like, he's not stealing. That's not him saving money on his bill. That's your tax contribution, your 23% you're paying out of your Tony pocket, your contribution to society at large. And he's stealing that from you.
I think he's also losing out on a lot of business. I mean, I think everyone is, you're holding on, like time's
changing.
And
he's good.
But if he loses 23%, if he down 23%, that's what he's saving.
You're always very good at getting into the minutiae. Yeah.
I just believe in that everyone should contribute and we all share.
I agree.
And if he's robbing your chance to contribute, that's dreadful.
You did.
I brought up the hairdressing thing because I remembered there was a viral hairdresser, I don't know, must have been like 5 years ago. I wonder if everyone remembers this, but he used to cut people's hairs with like swords and with flames and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but when you were talking about that, it came into my head and I was like, Tony, I'd say Tony was very into that.
I would love that.
He basically like would get like a sword and kind of just like get people's hairs and just go... And then he'd like spray the hair and then he'd light it on fire. And it was as if this was doing like all this. He's like, the only way you can cut the hair is if it gives you that perfect layered hair technique if you use, and then takes out like William Wallace's 6 foot long steel sword. He's like, this is the only way you can do it. There's no other way. You have to use this. Like a flamethrower.
I'm threatened by when things like that happen where it's like, you know, like when food is just like, this is just pouring food. Like that actually wouldn't taste nice. You're pouring cheese on it or you're pouring bacon on it, but it actually wouldn't taste nice. There's a lot of like content that is kind of permeated culture, like that people kind of want what they're seeing, but it's actually not kind of enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like a saber haircut with a big fucking long sword.
I think that a lot, what you have is Instagram food, you know, Instagram food, which looks great. Doesn't taste great.
Doesn't taste great.
I like those boys who think they're foodies and all they like is like chicken wings and burgers dipped in cheese sauce.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm such a foodie. Yeah, I have say, my belly is kind of my brain. And I went to this amazing restaurant, there was 50,000 wings. I ate them. And then the burger, they actually deep fry the whole burger. Oh.
I'm out in Chunky's by the Red Cow and they do the most amazing chicken wing burger. They leave the bones in it and everything. They actually put the bones in the bun.
Oh, the bones have been dipped in hydrochloric acid overnight. A soak.
What about the sauce? What's their sauce like?
Oh, it's just five parts of fucking butter and a load
of called fuck sauce and it's so sauce. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bitch slap burger. Yeah. They actually slap you in the face when they give you the burger and then they deck you in the balls. So it gives you that just kind of that distraction. Yeah, so when you take that first bite, you've got pain in your balls, you've got been slapped in the face. It just gives you that fucking hit, man.
Cum chips. Is that the thing? Anyway,
I wanted to make this video about a Christmas ad for cum.
That's very funny.
And I just think it would be really confusing if it'd be very out of step for all the content I've made before. What do you think, though?
Like, I think that'd be great.
A Christmas
and
for cum?
Like you could do, this Christmas, come home. I don't know, something like that.
That's fun. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come, a Christmas ad just for cum. Just, like, just for cum itself.
Okay. I like that.
And then a lad walks out. And looks up at the sky, puts his tongue out.
You don't have to drink the cum. I don't know.
No, just but you know the Christmas thing. It's always all like, happy Christmas. For a snowflake.
Yeah, for a snowflake.
I like on the Dunn's ad where the girl says, what about everyone else? I like her. Yeah. I like her.
She's good. Yeah,
she has a social consciousness at Christmas.
I feel like the Coca-Cola trucks kind of... still fucking trying to hang in there, and I don't know if it's still relevant.
Coca-Cola trucks.
No,
the Coca-Cola truck is kind of like, because I'd be getting the odd message being like, come see the Coca-Cola truck. It's going to be the RDS. And I'm like, no.
I got one of them.
No, like I'm having a dig. You know, Coca-Cola sent me to Anfield famously one time, you know, so I'm not having a dig. But, you know, because I don't watch TV and I don't think they're like pumping YouTube with the Coca-Cola truck, so kids aren't also seeing the Coca-Cola truck. They're still like, The signal that holidays are coming is no longer Coca-Cola truck.
Mariah Carey just absolutely punched them in the face.
Yeah.
She just took it over. She decided, I am the beacon of Christmas. Light the candle of Gondor.
That is
and
true.
And they will answer. Cool. Mariah Carey has essentially turned herself into some sort of beacon of Weihnachten.
And, shut up. Shut up.
Can't stop, won't stop.
But I feel like, because I saw Pepsi was all like Mariah playing on repeat and a picture of like a Pepsi, like, is that's her new billboard. Well, as soon as that happens, I feel like as soon as you see it in an ad, and hey, I'm a spunk on kind of guy, you know what I mean? I do it. But I feel like as soon as you see it in an ad, it's over. Do you know what I mean? I feel like when an ad has been like, oh, I know what people want, so we're going to give it to them. The moment has already happened. Mariah was last year, and 2 years ago, especially if you were on the fringe of being like, in a non-ironic way, being like, Mariah is the herald of Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Now
I don't know if it's, I feel like it's pasta.
You're right, maybe you're right,
you can
actually
call her bolognese, because she's pasta.
We need to address the situation.
We need to quash this beef like Shane's uncle would quash a spicy beef.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole world has been brought to awareness about what is, I mean, Dublin is at its throat at the minute.
Dublin
is a civil war that's happening. The tensions are extremely high, obviously because of the
beef with Michael Fry.
The beef with Michael Fry.
The beef with Michael Fry.
The spicy nation beef is divided, and some guys and gals and MBs are young hot guy stands, and some are Fry stands.
The hashtag I stand with Michael is one of the top trending hashtags on Twitter at the minute, formerly known as X, or other way around, sorry.
on X, formerly Twitter. And of course, it has taken, a lot of the debate has taken place in one of the most popular areas for where Irish people have discussion, debate, forum, which is the comments on Ireland AM's Instagram.
Maybe it's the Acropolis of our time.
It is very much the Acropolis of our time.
And Plato.
They hear the teachings on Ireland AM and then they go to the board, which is, of course, Instagram.
Yes. So essentially what has happened is, you know, we have, obviously we can't talk too much about it because we have this legal situation with
Michael
Fry.
But which we're going
to
win.
We released our podcast. Michael Fry decided that was the moment to slander us in the media. To slander us and, you know, drag our name through the dirt. We aren't We aren't people that you can just come along and take for a ride.
Something inside so strong.
Yeah.
I know that I can make it. But you're doing me wrong, so wrong. We've been singing that on repeat.
Yeah.
So I'll just say to you, Michael Fry, the higher you build your barriers, the taller I become.
The further you take our rights away, the faster I become.
So this is it's become a national issue rather than a personal issue.
Yes. Yeah, and Paul Murphy TD has used parliamentary privilege to speak about it in the Dáil, and I think I can't stop him from doing that, but I do think let us try and hash this out on our own terms.
About 100 artists from Brunei actually signed a letter asking Michael D. Higgins to ask Michael Fry to cease. So it's really. It's getting so difficult, and it's just, I guess it's adding a sensation of anger and everything like that around the country. And now people, there was a video that went up online on social media of Michael Fry addressing the situation as he's legally allowed to do. The comments.
It is just mental.
Yeah.
It is just mental that the fucking comments of this thing kicked off.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun because this is obviously a very fun little thing we're doing. I lost, by the way, I posted my Notes app like argument with Michael, my beef with Michael or whatever. Mm-hmm. I lost 500 followers.
Wow.
Of just people thinking that was real. I got messages from people going like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's okay. But anyway, in the comments section of this video, it absolutely popped off between... We have three characters in this. We have...
Maybe don't mention their names just because we don't want to throw them under the bus. These are
civilians. This is a public forum. They're going at us.
Yeah, but let's not put them...
Excuse me, sorry.
No, I don't want to...
Unless you want to defend the one that you like because she's good, but maybe don't mention anyone else's name.
Why not? She's got slagging
us. I know people can probably find this on their own, but I honestly
I don't want to say the name either.
I don't think we should say
the name. I want a name and shame.
No, anyway. don't.
Name and shame.
No, I don't, of course. These people didn't ask to. When they were rudely... talking about us online.
So why don't you call rude guy Poopy Pants?
Okay, so
why
we have
you call good one Angel Face.
Okay. So we have Angel Face is the original commenter.
Yes.
And she basically...
Angel Face waded in and then disappeared.
Angel Face said one comment which set off a series of... Micah said, I was talking to him the other day, that video went up and he said, oh, 45 comments. Nice. Getting a bit of traction. All the comments are just this argument between what happens is essentially you have one woman make a comment, then another person disagree with that person, and then another person comes in to defend the original commenter, and they get so deep into each other that we've decided we would like to do a sort of reading of it now.
Okay, I'll get it.
It is so insane how they researched each other to kind of just absolutely take each other's pieces.
What are we doing? Are we going to
I guess I will be original commenter. And then I will kind of be the person who reads it. And then you be...
The defender?
Yeah, Meg Finward, who we can name, who is the defender of the Young Hot Guys and a wonderful, wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be the other person who we'll name as, I think, Poopy Pants.
Okay.
Who is the person who is going at the Young Hot Guys. So original commenter from Angel Face.
Okay.
What is this? Apart from... embarrassing.
Sorry, not everyone can be as interesting, as exciting as people whose whole personality is being a mother.
Is this Mina?
Yeah. You.
You watch Ireland AM. You're in no position to be judging how exciting or interesting someone's life is when you enjoy watching the visual equivalent of white bread buttered with water.
Okay, that's a good...
good line.
That is a good metaphor, even though Poopy Pants is obviously someone we're against.
Yeah, Poopy Pants is wrong.
Strange to conclude, I watch Ireland AM when I don't watch any TV in the morning at all. And could confidently say I've never watched an episode of it, but nice attempt at a drag there, I suppose.
And then another one.
Even though she is defending us here, Meg, that's pretty weird. You're like,
yeah, it's pretty
the whole thing's weird. I love it.
Yeah, it's good. They're going.
Oh, sorry, me again. Guessing that's your ma, by the way.
Because he's defending someone, so she's saying, I guess the person you're defending is your ma.
Then why are you defending it? Says a lot about how boring your life must be that you waste your time defending a show you don't watch. Clap, clap, crying emoji.
Meanwhile, you're in the comments because it's your man. Only logical conclusion. I'm laughing at the woman who thinks everything on the internet has to be specifically tailored to her, and I'm interested to hear why you're so offended on her behalf.
X.
I'm in the comments attempting to defend a random woman from a totally unprompted personal attack when you pass judgment on the supposed excitement of her life and even insulted the fact that she's proud of her family all because she expressed her disdain for a program you don't even watch. Grow up and develop a bit of self-reflection.
Maybe she shouldn't be attacking a few hardworking lads who only dare to go on a TV show to promote themselves and their work. Then, Hart, does be kind only apply to some people?
We dare to go on a show to promote ourselves. Hardworking lads. Okay,
dreadful logic. But I'd expect that out of someone who believes the only reason one could defend another person is because it must be your ma, ha ha. These hard-working lads have decided to promote themselves on television, therefore opening themselves up to critique that anyone who publicly creates art, in parentheses, using the term loosely here, can expect to face. Her initial comment doesn't personally call out either individual or insult their personal lives, just that she found this particular style of marketing cringe. Not even remotely compatible to you, taking it upon yourself to insult someone's life for not matching up to your idea of excitement. Oh my God. Just looking at both your bios, I think we know who's the more protective member of productive member of society is. Anyway, and that's the mother, who is also a special needs assistant and not the yuppie Instagrammed. Whose entire personality seems to be the fact that you've traveled to Australia and Spain. Ooh, real unique, exciting stuff there.
Oh my God.
And she commented on a public post, opening herself up to rebuttal. Perhaps don't be unnecessarily mean about other human beings, and no one will be mean to you. A lesson learned. Isn't that the beauty of life? To me, living and working, it would be very sad if those were the only countries I'd travel to. In different countries. And learning languages is the most exciting thing in the world. To her, producing sprogs and seemingly you too, excitement and joy are subjective. Keep doing those mental gymnastics pretending she wasn't attacking the lads. Shockingly enough, they are actually human beings and can read comments written about them.
This is getting like, people are actually getting personal philosophies going. This is, we haven't even reached the end of it. There is several more, like, just the level that she's actually giving her philosophy.
Skip ahead. Someone called Killer Sunday joined in.
Well, no, I just said, I'm Team Meg.
And then what did Shane Dan Byrne say?
What's the story with your hair?
Oh, fuck off. No, this didn't conclude. It just kept going. If you want to read it, it's very, very good. There are people really get into each other, and it's just incredible how much time some people have on their hands.
Stop doing that. Stop having arguments on the internet. Come on.
Don't do it.
Like, remember years ago, I used to try and think that, I remember feeling that would work back and forth. It doesn't. No one's going to change their mind.
No, you just put more of yourself out there. You give more that someone can attack you, whether it's your phrasing of something, a way that you talk, for someone to do a dive on you. It only takes. You will never take anyone down a peg, ever. Yeah. If that's your intention. You know?
Yeah, the second you start, you lose. Anyway, we're obviously thank you for our great crusader, Meg.
Yeah, and
we love you.
If anyone else sees any bad stuff, you should definitely. That's the only time you should comment.
Is if you see anyone saying us. Yeah, defend us.
Just hardworking lads like us.
We work
on this podcast for about 45 minutes a week.
45 minutes.
We are hardworking. When I'm out there gigging, I'm out there at night, I'm gigging. I get to the pub, I do the gig about 20 minutes later, do about 20 minutes work, and then I go home. I'm hardworking.
You know?
I have a pint in hand.
And that pint's usually coming out of your packet, you know?
Well, often it's free.
Yeah. Mm. No, they do often give you a free pint.
Yeah.
So we're hard working.
Yeah.
We're out here. On the breadline.
Yeah.
On the front line, I mean.
The Michael Fry beef will continue, and the spicy beef will continue to be in the Daniel Byrne household. The Byrne household.
The Daniel Byrnes.
The Daniel Byrnes.
Happy Christmas from the Daniel Byrnes. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. And a happy come. I'm going to just go enter into, I'm going to have a televised debate with Michael Fry. And in the end, we just make out hard and passionate.
Yeah, that'd be great.
On like TV3's Current Affairs nighttime programme.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the rating success would be incredible.
I'd love to see you both in like kind of can cook, won't cook. And then he gets maybe a bit of flour on his cheek and you go to kind of wipe it off and then you kiss him.
Yeah. And then it's just like a Christmas miracle.
Did I say that? Hello.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it's getting to that stage of the podcast. Anyway,
so if Michael Fry is listening, pucker up.
Get that chapstick and come to those podcast studios. We should mention a few different things because we are around the Merry Christmas time, and I know that there are some Merry Christmas gigs that people want to do. So, Tony, do you and Shane, do you have any Merry Christmas plugs?
By the time this comes out, I'll have stopped working for Christmas.
No, I'll be gigging on Christmas, but more importantly, for Christmas presents, you can buy tickets to my tour, which is hitting like 15 venues in the new year in February and March. So please do. The link's in my bio. I'm going to Dundalk, Limerick, Kilkenny, Belfast, Portlaoise, Howth,
many other places.
Don't forget
well.
Vicar Cork, Street.
Vicar Street, you know, all go.
Yeah.
I will also be performing in Vicar Street in a completely different night on the 5th of April, 2024. And it's a perfect, imagine if you're a fan of the Young Hot Guys, you wake up on Christmas morning and in your stocking, two tickets. Shane Dendelburn, Tony Cantwell, Vicar Street.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, okay, somebody bought Christmas presents.
And maybe a sleaze jumper or something.
But a couple of years ago, somebody bought tickets to my show in for Christmas for their partner, and he printed off and made a card out of it. So if you want something like that, I will send a personalised picture for that. That's fun. I like that.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah.
And you can print it off the ticket, and you can fold it up, and then you fold it up again, and then you can make that a card. And then you're like, what? Is this a card? And it's a Merry Christmas open. You're like, what a ticket.
Tony, please. Killian, have you anything to...
Well, I mean, as I said before, Sleazy Christmas, 23rd of December. It's going to be very, very fun. It's going to be a really nice time. Also, there are laughs and lyrics stuff, but I'm sure that might actually be over. But if you just look at my thing, there'll be gigs there. But one thing I want to say is we have started releasing bonus content of this podcast. It's funny because I just saw the first bonus episode there today, and I think it's better than the...
It's actually really good.
It's better than this.
Because we feel like we're kind of not... We feel like people aren't really listening, and we can kind of, it's kind of like the preamble chat.
It's a peek behind the curtain, and there's something a little bit looser and wilder, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. So
and we read out a lot of your emails, and actually keep them sending those in, by the way. We had some good feedback on the most recent episode, and we sent in some emails, so we'd love to read them. But we also do a bit of Agony Aunt column over on the, and you can find that on headstuffpodcasts.com.
You still can listen on your Spotify or your Apple Podcast. It's still the same, but you don't have to listen on the website or anything.
You just don't get any
It's
apps.
Actually better. Yeah, you just don't, you get it. You give you a new Spotify secret link, so it's actually good.
It's actually amazing. You can still listen to it exactly where you listen to it. You just get an extra episode.
It's a minimum of 5 euros. Actually, you can spend more if you want.
You can, whatever you're comfortable, a minimum 5 euros.
That is also a great Christmas present.
It is.
After your Tony Cantwell, Shane Daniel Byrne tour tickets, and after you've gone to the Sleazy Christmas, just fucking give us all your money. Thanks very much.
Happy Christmas. You're an old slut on junk.
They're attractive. I'm married.
Hot, loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.